Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a mess of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list is long. And they say hope lives on and on. But it's the cheating world that took you away. I wanna erase the list we made. Forget all the friends we never played. But that's all that I've got left of you. So what should I?
Zeno Hospital, and I was not happy. So yeah, and another person has died here, California. There's been a death, and it keeps rising and rising. But you know, they could have waited, another hour to tell us information we already knew. So I'm not very happy with the media on this, because 40 minutes couldn't kill them. And So Megan, you said there's Sunny Wednesday,
and guess who went to talk to Mac and Sunny? Mac went to talk to Sunny and Jason to find out what's the real deal. They wanted his help.
Oh, guys, now we have Scott on the line, so I'm going to put you guys off, and then I will bring you on.
You got me on.
Okay, boo. You know him from Guiding Light as Sandy, the adorable Sandy Forrester, and he's been on Law and Order. Ooh. And A Dog Life, which he was very good in. And he's also been in Law and Order SVU. And I'm going to bring him on. I'm so excited. Oh, and he's very handsome, by the way. But I know he's married to Adriana, which I understand she's so beautiful. And let me bring him on. Hi, Scott.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I almost called you Sandy for a moment from Guiding Light. That was in my head. I'm so glad I didn't, because that would be really, really, really bad of me. But that was in my head, so I blame my head. But yeah, thanks for coming on. And we are such a big fan of yours. Yeah, we are a big fan of yours. I mean, I love you in A Dog's Life. You were really great in that. I really enjoy that. And I really enjoy you on... I really enjoy you on Guiding Light. I saw when they brought you on, you know...
Yeah.
It was confusing if you were going to be a good guy or a bad guy or what your motives were and everything. And... I just thought it was a great thing, because at first we thought you were Reva's son, but obviously you weren't. It was Jonathan, and I just thought the whole time you were on, it was so good, and I never wanted you to leave Guiding Light, so I was mad that you left.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I never knew if I was a good guy or bad guy either. So I just made human choices every day and every week. To be honest, I still don't know if I was one of Reva's sons or not, if Sandy was. It was a joy to work with them. They were professionals, especially Reva, Kim Zimmer. It was an awesome time to work every week for 3 years on a television show with professionals who had done it and could show you how and have fun and play. And what a joy. What a blessing.
I mean, you were in an all-star cast. I mean, that's just good. You were there with so many good people. And when Guiding Light went off the air, I cried. And, I fell in love with your character so much. And then seeing you on the Bay made me happy. So, at least I got you on the Bay as Nathan. And So are you coming back on the Bay? Because I'm not all caught up with it, but... I'm hoping you come back, because I really love your character on the Bay.
Well, thank you, Carly. I appreciate that. Yes, we've put some more episodes down. And for the next season, Nathan Perkins, the ambitious, sometimes unscrupulous reporter, will be back. He has a storyline with Orchid, played by Terry Ivan, and with Pete, played by Christos Andrews. And, yes, he will be back for more. And actually, he's in a spinoff created by the prolific creator and writer, director, producer, Gregory Martin, called YA, for the younger crowd.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, he's still his snarky self, but he appears in that as well.
That is really exciting because, but would you ever want to come back to daytime? Because I want you back on daytime, and I enjoyed it, man.
I like the word.
You belong on daytime.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, feel free to write in and tell them. I would be happy to, you know, work hard again. It was hard work, but I really enjoyed it. So, a lot of these jobs now, whether it's TV or film, you might do a couple pages a day. And the soaps, we did 30 pages a day sometimes. So, I enjoyed the challenge.
Well, I would love you on any soap. And also, you were on my favorite, well, a lot of my favorite TV shows, but you were on Walker, Texas Ranger.
Indeed.
Your episode was really, really good. Like I say, I found your career, I'm not kidding. And then...
Walker with Chuck Norris. Man.
Yeah, how was that?
Well, you know, it was my first gig. I was actually at the time going to getting my master's at UCLA, and I met an agent through doing I took an extra class for acting, and I met an agent through that. Occasionally, they'd send me an audition, and I went. They said, "Hey, great job! Why don't you come back in an hour?" When I came back, Chuck Norris was there. Aaron Norris, his brother, was there. They had another guy that looked like me to play my brother. All this stuff started happening. I did some martial arts in the office. The next thing I know, they're like, "Can you go to Texas in 2 days, 2 weeks?" And I was smart enough to say yes and just smile and be happy about it. And then I got to fly first class for the first time in my life. I got a limo pick me up for the first time in my life. And I spent 2 weeks in Texas. Shooting guns, rollerblading, beating people up. It was awesome. It was really cool. And then I said to myself after that, you know what? Maybe I'll throw my hat in the ring and try to do this for a living. And 15 years later, I'm still making a living. So thanks, Chuck.
Yeah, and you were also on Law & Order SVU. Like my favorite law show right now. And you did such a good job on that. And, I mean, I would love to see you back on there because I thought you did a really great job. And since, you know, it's a really great show and it's going and going and going. And it just got renewed for another 3 years. So it will be going into the 25th season. It keeps going and going and going. And also, you know, you have booked a lot. I mean, and you've been on Lifetime Movies too, by the way. And I love it when you're on Lifetime Movies. And
seven of them.
Yeah. So are you going to be doing any more Lifetime Movies?
I don't know. Actually, I've just auditioned for a couple more. Who knows? We'll see what happens. I can tell you, Carly, since you're such a big fan, you're welcome to watch me in some stuff I have out right now.
I have you on my TV list, and announced it. Poster Solo you know, is coming out that is said, and Cassandra something post-production, Brazo should be coming out, The Christmas Dance is in post-production, Paradise Cove also, and In the Death Room, what was that about?
Yeah.
Just the title of that makes me...
So, go ahead.
So, what's it about?
It's a Stephen King. It's a Stephen King short film about a reporter who's taken hostage in a third world country, and he turns the tables on his hostage takers and his interrogators, and I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's pretty awesome, and you don't expect it. And it's winning awards at a lot of festivals. That's written and directed by Nicole Jones Dion, a wonderful female filmmaker who's gonna do big things soon. And another project I got coming out is on Amazon right now called From Zero to I Love You. It's a love story, and it's you can watch it. If you do, leave a review. It's been at some festivals and won quite a few awards, and it's getting rave reviews by everyone who watches it. Got Daryl Stevens, Jay Hughley, Keeley Lefkowitz, and it's written and directed by a guy named Doug Spearman, who you'll soon hear more from. He's a very, very creative, amazing filmmaker. And last but not least, here's another project you might want to check out. I did a sitcom called Mood Swings with Crystal Hunt.
Oh, okay.
You might remember from Guiding Light. Yeah, Crystal Hunt. In the sitcom, I play her jerk ex-husband who's trying to learn how to be a husband and a dad. A little bit late to the party on that, but it provides for some humor. And it's really funny. You can watch it on PureFlix. If you don't have a PureFlix streaming membership, you can just go on there, and I think the first week or first month is free. So
yeah, it's the first month. Yeah,
all 8 episodes.
I've been meaning to do that, and you have done so much, and I have a little favor because all the co-hosts are asking me to ask you, so if I don't ask you, I will be dead. And I don't feel like dying yet, but we are in love with you, wife. We loved you on Bold and Beautiful and Young and the Restless as Amber. We loved you. And if there's any way you could convince your wife to come on the show, I know that sounds really weird asking you this favor, but I'm such a big fan of hers, and all the co-hosts are such a big fan of your wife. So do you think you can get your wife on show for me?
Yeah, hold on. Give me a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found her. Here she is.
Oh, my gosh, Scott. Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh, Scott. Oh my God. Adrian, oh, my God. Okay, I do not want to make a fool out of myself, but I was wondering if you would come on here for a separate interview because the whole co-hosts love you. We miss you on Y&R and Bold and Beautiful. We fell in love with Amber.
Thank
I
you.
Loved
well,
Amber,
I
even when you were kind of, bad girl, but with a good heart. And so would you do an interview with us sometime?
Well, I'm here right now, so what do you want to know?
Oh,
hi,
my God. Okay. I wasn't expecting this. I was scared to ask Scott, but it was something I had to do. And you were so great. You were so great on Young and the Restless, and your relationship with Zini Kubel was one of the best relationships I've seen in daytime, and how she was always looking out for you. And when you came back for her service, I was happy. that they asked you back.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, that's the character that I think can just come back anytime she wants. You know, it's kind of one of those, like, you know, anytime I think she's just kind of an open book on either show. So, you know, if the right story comes up, who knows? Maybe I'll come back. I don't know. You never know.
Well, I think you are needed. I think Amber is needed on this show right now because we need you on there, because when you were on there, you were funny, you were delightful, you were edgy, you were everything all in one.
Thank and, you. Well, tell people to write in and say they want Amber on the show, so that always
well,
works.
I will do anything to get you back on my show and Bold and Beautiful, and I told Scott I would try and get him on daytime because I know you guys have a little girl, and it's perfect hours for a family. And, and I mean, everyone, you know, wants you back. I mean, every time I turn on my, you know, I'm like, come on, let's just bring her back. Let's just bring her back for me. And, yeah, and I know my co-host wants to talk to both of you because of. They don't, I'm going to be murdered, and I will. And let's bring on, let's who should I bring on first to be nice? Okay, Bobby.
Scott and I are both here, so.
Bobby, you're on the air. Bobby?
Hello?
Yeah. Bobby, are you there?
Hi, Bobby, yeah, how are you? Hello?
Bobby?
I don't think Bobby's there.
Oh,
there
hold on. Adrian. Let's just go.
Oh, there
Bobby,
Bobby,
are you here?
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Hey, Adrian. Hey, Scott.
Hi.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello?
It's me, Bobby.
Hey,
Adrian. What's up?
Hanging around our house today. Just kind of having a chill day. So.
Yeah, so... I'm just but like Carly said, it would be great to see you back on Bold and Beautiful. Maybe cause some trouble, maybe for somebody on the show. Maybe cause some trouble with Flo if ever would be an Amber Wyatt connection right there. Maybe cause some trouble with Sally. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Like I said, you guys want Amber on the show? Write the show. Tell them. Call them. Write them. You know, that always, you know, they love to hear people's opinions. But, I always had fun playing Amber. I played her for most of my life. So it's a kind of a, you know, second nature for me to play Amber.
Yeah, because there was a few times I had wrote to you, especially back when you was on Bold and Beautiful, when Rick was back on there. As with Kyle being on there as Rick, of course, and with the Rick and Amber storyline that happened in the past, and with both you and Adrian being good friends, and with her leaving base at the time, but possibly maybe coming over the base to play Nicole at the time, even though, because I've seen both Amber and Nicole being almost similar, considering the fact that Kyle at the time was married to Ariana Zucker, and of course you worked with him on Bold and Beautiful.
Yeah, Kyle's a sweetheart. You know, like I said,
yeah.
I played Amber for so long. I think I know everybody in soap opera land.
Yeah. And Scott, I just want to ask you if you're still there. Hello, Scott.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. I was like a little disappointed when you left Guy in Light because I understood what Tammy did at the same time, which kind of was a little bit shocking. And I remember a couple months ago when Stephanie was on the show, asking her a few good questions about what was going on Guy in Light at the time and everything else. And I was disappointed when Guy in Light ended because when it ended, I ended up for a while going to Bold and Beautiful when Adrian came back as Amber, and after a while, I just I couldn't keep up with what was going on that show for a while until Pop started rerunning it at night, and SoapNet ended at the same time. So, but
yeah,
I
well,
felt,
sorry to disappoint you, but I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
If I hadn't moved to Los Angeles, left the Guiding Light and moved to Los Angeles, I might not be married to this wonderful woman right now.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And Adrian, I think I still have your lifetime.
Your life happens for a reason.
There you go.
Right. I still have your lifetime movie on DVR. I haven't watched it yet because I'm still catching up with some of these Hallmark Channel films and other films I've recorded in the last 2 years.
Oh, I did a Hallmark movie a couple years ago, too, called Home by Spring. Check that one out. Love Hallmark.
Okay.
Good movie.
All right. Yeah. But it's just great to actually be talking to you guys. I never thought I would talk to you, Adrian, because, like Carly said, it would be great to get you on as a separate interview. But it reminds me because a couple years ago when Carly had Terry and Austin on, Terry Khan and Austin Peck on, I was kind of like surprised to talk to both of them, and I know that Terry is busy with QBC, and Austin is busy with other stuff.
Yeah. Well, really busy. I'm usually just running around like crazy, and always really busy. So you guys caught me at a time I'm actually here and at home. So
yeah. well, let David and Maggie talk to you guys and. Make sure you say hi to your tell your daughter I said hello and that Uncle Bobby is thinking about you all.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a good one.
Thanks.
Okay, Bobby. And Amber, you were great in The Perfect Girlfriend. I saw it the other night, and I should have not saw it in the night, but I see the Lifetime movies late at night, and I know I should stop, but you were excellent in that. You were so good.
Yeah.
So I hope you are going to be doing more Lifetime movies because you should be the queen of Lifetime movies.
Thank you.
In my opinion.
We're working on some other stuff coming up. In October, we're supposed to be shooting a movie, so we'll be working on that. And we've been working on a couple movies this past year. I've been doing a lot of movies and stuff lately, so not so much TV and things like that. I'm kind of have my scope towards movies right now, so I'm working on stuff like that.
Well, I say have another baby, too, because she is so adorable. Oh my God, I feel in love with her picture, and I'm like, you guys make cute babies, and you guys should just have 12 of them.
Thank
I mean,
you. Yeah, maybe
you and
Scott.
I mean, I know you had trouble. I know you had trouble, you know. But
yeah.
I'm so glad you finally got the baby girl because you guys deserved it, and she's just so cute and. I'm kind of hoping she goes into the acting business, but in a way I'm not because both of her parents are actors. So I would, you know, it would be really hard on her, I think. But, you know,
I want her to be a doctor so she can take care of me when I'm old. I don't want her to.
Exactly. Yes. You are right. You are so. Yeah, so right, and then I'm bringing on David. Hey, David. David, are you there?
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I've got hi, Grant. How you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Okay, big fan of y'all's. Big fan of y'all's.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Okay, Scott, you were in Timeless. I love that show. What was like working on that show, Timeless?
Yeah, what's that? What's that about Timeless?
What was like working on that show?
Oh,
yeah,
thank
he was
you. I played JFK on that show.
Yes.
Not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
He makes a good JFK.
Yes. Yes. You'll agree on there. And
thanks.
We like working on the SVU. We're going on SVU. We're going on SVU. We like working on there.
Oh, it was great. Worked with Chris Maloney and Ice-T. Very different guys. You would think that Ice-T would be the tough one, but that was Chris Maloney. You think Chris Maloney would be the softy, but that was Ice-T. Both great, great professionals. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, awesome.
A little intimidating now, because they've done a million episodes. and I wish them a million more.
And Adrian, you work with Deacon. What would I work with Deacon?
Sean Kingdom, he's great. You know, we've worked together for years. We're friends. It's good to work with people that you like. And I've always liked Sean and thought he was a really great actor. So it was good to work with him.
Yeah. I think you're great. You're great on it. And you were Andrea Evans. We had on a show one time. We were like, we're going here. Andrea Evans.
Yeah, everybody always liked Amber and Deacon together. Because I think they were two kind of misunderstood characters. So people liked them together. There were two peas in a pod, the two of them.
Yeah. You also worked with Andrea Evans. What was like working with her? Andrea Evans.
Andrea, she's awesome. She's literally still like my mother. She's my, I call her mom. I still call her mom to this day. She's my my stage mom galore. So I love her.
Yep.
And I love her daughter.
Yep.
They're just amazing. We go to Disneyland all the time together and stuff.
Yeah, we had only a couple months ago, Andrea Evans.
Huh? Andrea Evans and I still spend a lot of time together. Yeah, so she's really great. I love her. She'll always be my mother, my other mother.
Me too. Do you have a favorite storyline on both of your shows you're part of?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's hard for me to say what my favorite storyline was because I had so many over the years. I don't know. You know what? I really loved Amber and Catherine Chancellor's relationship on Young and the Restless.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I always thought that was really it was a really unique story to have the two of them together, and I absolutely loved her so much. So it's we were kind of best friends in real life. So. I miss her dearly, and I wish she was still alive to this day, so she could see my daughter. She would love her.
Yeah. What about you, Sandy? You have a favorite storyline? Kind of like...
Hold on one second. He just stepped away for one second. Hold on a second. Hey, honey, do you have a favorite storyline from Guiding Light? He's coming back. And I always like the Rick and Amber stuff, too.
Yeah.
They were kind of like, or actually working with Catherine Kelly Lang, the Brooke and Amber scenes were always a lot of fun because she hated me so much and we're really good friends in real life. So that was always kind of funny to me.
I enjoyed when I briefly got adopted by Sandy, who had never had a home, briefly got adopted by Josh and Reva. I think that was my favorite. She had a lot of compassion and empathy and universal themes of family in it. And Robin Newman and Kim Zimmer were awesome to work with.
Yeah, awesome, yeah. Well, it's great having you on the show, both of y'all. But
thank you.
Come back.
Thank you for having us.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
You too. Okay, Cardi, you'll put bagging on. Thank you for that.
Okay,
question.
David, I will put on Maggie.
Is that it?
Hey, Maggie,
hi,
are you on?
Hi.
I'm on and I'm in track. We got Amber.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I love you, Amber, and I love you with Deacon. Best storyline for me.
Thank you. Yeah, like I said, people always liked me and Sean together on the show. I think we both played kind of misunderstood characters, and I think people really enjoyed it. So.
That's the type of people I gravitate to. I really love when they're misunderstood and they can have a relationship and just be themselves. And you two were.
Yeah. I think so.
What I was thinking with Scott, who I love, I'm so thrilled he's on tonight.
Thank you, my son.
You're welcome. My son, my oldest son, and I love Timeless. If they ever do a movie, I think you would make an excellent JFK.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I think so, too. Like I said, I want to be his Marilyn Monroe. He makes such a good JFK.
It is. I mean, the way he, you know, you had to think about, well, I was 10 years old when he got elected, but I didn't get a whole story of JFK and that, and the accent and your mannerisms, and it was like, oh, my God, he's debating Nixon right now.
He also plays a really good Bobby Kennedy, which he played on Aquarius, too, with David Duchovny. Yeah.
Yes, he does.
So he's kind of
really
a, he's kind of a go-to Kennedy guy. You need a Kennedy, go to Scott Bailey. He'll
I think both
Kennedy's
exactly.
Maryland, so you got to write something
there
up there.
Okay, people that are out there, write a script and put Scott in either as Bobby or my JFK.
Yeah, there you go.
There you
go. All you script writers out there.
It's just when you know the real people in real life, I mean, you know, how you grow up with them and that, and then somebody else plays a part, you go, I don't know how they're going to do with this. But no, you guys, you and those two roles that you did for those two guys was amazing.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I tried.
You're
welcome. There's actually a good amount of footage of them giving speeches and whatnot. And I just did I did my best to do them justice. They're heroes of mine, so.
There too.
They
okay.
Only
me
have
too.
A Kennedy now, right? I mean.
Oh God.
That would save us
I'm afraid.
All.
Yes, I'm afraid because they kill Kennedys, and I really don't want to lose anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any more left. Not like them,
no.
You know.
Mm-mm.
They were a different
breed
of politicians.
Mhm. I thought little Joe was doing good. Joe Kennedy when he did the. Rebuttal after a State of the Union the one time, and I go, wow, he could really go somewhere. And then I go, oh no, I don't want him to die, because I'm always afraid that, you know,
yeah,
it's a curse or
I
something.
Know. There's some shifty, shady people out there in this universe, you know. But you know, like my dad says, there's bad people everywhere. So you know, just choose to be around. You know, you just have to be aware that, you know, you nowhere safe from bad people.
It's very good advice. Very good. And it kind of to think of my father, and he would say to me, you know, you got to watch yourself because not everybody is outgoing like you are, you know. Because I am. I love people. But your little angel, what's she doing?
She's at her grandma's house today, so I have the day off. So I just went shopping and did some stuff. Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Bought
you got
some candles, did some things like that, you know, just random things. Yeah.
Oh.
Bought random
so
things
cute.
For myself today. So she goes to her grandma and grandpa's house and rules the roost. So because she's four, she decided she wanted In-N-Out cheeseburgers for lunch, and Grandpa went out and got them for her. And she basically just rules the roost. Very funny.
I finally got a grandson 3 years ago, and I go, yes, I can spoil him. I can give him candy, and then his parents have to deal with him.
That's the beauty of grandparents. Yep, sure. I mean, I went over there and. The second I got there, Scott's mother already was giving her candy, and I'm like, oh, okay. Me, she's like, Mom, can I have a donut? And it's like 8 o'clock at night, and I'm like, no, Why not?
Uh-oh.
Just one. No, you've had enough sugar today. That's it. And she's bouncing off the walls. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. This-
yeah.
We're at the table waiting for dinner, and Dennis was there, and there were cookies behind me. So I grabbed two cookies, and I gave him one. And my son Thomas goes, "Where did you get that cookie?" And he went, "Nana." And Thomas looks at me. And I says, "Well, we're waiting. We're hungry." Yeah.
Yeah.
So then
ratted
he has a little tablet.
Yeah. He's like, it's fine. I can, Grandma gives me cookies. Yeah. Grandma's allowed to do whatever she wants. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Tell me on that.
And she,
exactly.
So they own it. They're like, oh, yeah, I want to go to Grandma's house. Why wouldn't you want to go to Grandma's house? You get whatever you want at Grandma's house.
No child ever had too much grandma time. I'll
tell you that.
No way. Exactly.
I know my guys, when they're small, I come in with them, and my parents will grab the two children, and I go, "What am I, chopped liver?"
Yep. Oh, I go to my mother-in-law's house, and my daughter literally turns to me and goes, "Okay, you can go now." I'm like, excuse me?
Yes.
She's like, please, bye, Mom. See you later. I love you. And I'm like, oh, well, aren't you going to miss me or anything? I'm like, my feelings are a little hurt, but... She just wants me out so she can rule the roost, you know? She's like, oh, no. I've got, like, dress-up time to do. She's like, Grandma, will you play with me? Grandma's like, I'll play whatever you want with you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
she just wants me out.
Yeah. Now, God bless you, more of them. And
yeah,
she does look someday. Like her mom. Yeah, she looks like Scott to me, the pictures of her.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't look like me at all.
No,
but
you need a little boy.
I'm in love with her. And I'm in
you're
love
the mother
with
and you're a lover.
I'm fine with the fact that she doesn't look like me. I don't care. I think
that's
she's
okay.
Adorable.
She is beautiful. God bless her. She
she's
really
fine.
Is.
She's got my big lips. So that's about it.
Yeah. That's
my mouth. Mm-hmm. Big lips like mama. So I was like, well, you'll never need collagen in your lips, kid. And you'll always have a really big mouth. So that works.
Really?
Yeah.
even to me, we got tiny lips. And I used to go, why are they so small? My father says, it's heredity. They don't get any bigger. But, she got them. Good girl.
No, me, I was born with, they used to call me a Muppet when I was a kid. Because my mouth was so big, like Janice the Muppet. And, my daughter has my big mouth.
I really never thought of that comparison before.
Big mouth. Huh?
I never thought of that comparison before.
Oh, yeah. I still look just like Janice. And when I smile, I have, like, the squinty, smiley eyes. Yep. I look like a Muppet. I am a Muppet reincarnated. If there was a human version of a Muppet, that would be me. I look like a Muppet.
Yeah. You're a Muppet.
Totally
okay.
I like a Muppet, so I'm okay with that. I'm good with looking like
Disney.
A Muppet.
Well,
I know, right?
Let's put Amber as a Muppet.
I know. If you're ever looking for live action Muppet figures, they can give me a call. I will happily play a Muppet.
Right, see that? You listening out there? We got two jobs
for
coming up here.
Hey, Bob Iger, is that his name?
He's gone.
He just retired.
Oh, okay. Well,
he quit.
He's walking away, so too bad. He's listening, and nobody else. Anybody else at Disney? If you're ever doing live action Muppets, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Got a Janice for you here. Yeah.
I see that.
Well, yeah, and when you guys come back again, we love you. We will want to do like a trip, double interview with both of you because you guys are like a favorite couple. I mean, you guys are like,
well, thank you.
Okay,
yeah.
You guys were on two different soaps, but then you got together, and then you created this baby, so you guys are like two Hollywood couple. You guys
are
it's just so cute.
You know, my advice to people out there is marry your best friend, because he's my best friend. We just spend all the time together, 24/7, we're just hanging out, and you know what? We would rather hang out with each other than anyone else. So that's the kind of person we need to marry. Yeah.
So,
wow.
So
In fact, when we get Scott to come, we're in different parts of the house. We're like, "What are you doing? You want to hang out with me? What are you doing?" So,
wow, Douglas.
Yeah. Yeah. So, when you can miss
so you could get you and Scott back on the show. You think for us because
huh?
We love you and you know I love Scott. Even though I know he'd use, I'm not gonna take your husband away. Don't worry.
Okay.
He was my first he was one of my first crushes once, so I'm on Guiding Light. So, you know, it's not my fault he's
you know,
so cute.
I wasn't born with a jealous bone. I've never had a jealous bone in my life. So,
really?
Yeah, I don't think, no,
really?
It wasn't. It's funny. Not at all. Like, I've never been
wow.
jealous a day in my life. Like, I tell my husband, if you think you could do better than me, then go ahead. But just so you know, you're never coming back, so.
She's pretty confident. It doesn't
very
it
confident.
Doesn't enter her brain to think that I could do better.
Yeah. It doesn't.
Well,
I'm like, no, we're soulmates. So
it doesn't enter my brain either.
If you think you could do better than your soulmate, then good luck. Have at it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So
that's kind of a good,
okay.
good way to live, you know?
So, Scott, if I text you in a couple months to get you and your beautiful wife back on the show, you will come back, right? Because we love you. All of us love you.
Oh, great.
So,
sure. Hey, thanks for having us today. It's good to talk to you. Good to talk to everybody. Have a great coming spring and summer. And feel free to check out that Mood Swing show I'm in on PureFlix.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I will.
On Amazon.
Yeah.
And if you want to see us in more shows, feel free to write in. Hey, no one's holding you back.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate the fact that you're doing it.
Thank
you very much.
We love you working.
If you guys want to make a baby, you know, you guys can because Amber can have Adrian, I can't believe I called her Amber. Thanks, Maggie, for doing that to me.
Well,
you can have a little boy and you have a little girl and it'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe we will have a boy one day. You never know.
Who knows?
That's up to God, not us, so.
Boys are harder than girls. Whoever tell you girls are harder than boys, no.
Oh, God,
men are easy compared to boys.
Really?
I think.
Easy compared to boys?
Oh, boy.
I think.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Boy.
I mean, my daughter is pretty difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, she's not. She's very easy.
No.
So, I don't know. I guess I don't have the comparison because I don't have a boy that I don't.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't be able to tell you if they're easier or not. So, I don't know.
No,
my daughter's a sweetheart.
Well, my brother had two girls, and he wanted a boy. He wanted a third one. And my sister-in-law's like, okay, I'm the one getting pregnant here. I'm the one that does everything, and if we get another girl, then what? We are going to try until we have a boy. And my grandma took him out for lunch, and then my grandma talked him out of it and said, okay, the odds are against you, so drop it. So, yeah. But thank you guys so much for coming on. And, Scott, I will text you in the summer.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for having me.
Anything comes
thank
up in the meantime, though. Anything comes up in the meantime, let us know.
Have a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Great.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Night. Bye.
Bye.
Oh.
Okay. He said I could text him in the summer, right,
yes.
Mom?
Yes. Yes. Maybe, yeah, yes, definitely.
You're the one that if I think I'm hallucinating, who do I go to?
Me.
You. Bobby, I think you're someone to thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, thank you, Carly.
I decided I've been kind of crabby at you lately, so I decided I had to do something nice for you, even though you keep texting me about this virus. I know you're just concerned in this week, but with so many people dying here, I'm going to say I'm going to get it.
God forbid.
You know, I mean, because there's Annie King County is a homeless county. So, but mm-hmm. just so you guys know, everywhere, like if they say Everett on the news or anywhere else, you know, Colgate's fine, but if they say Bellevue, Redmond, then you guys can freak out because, yeah, and I mean, maybe I'm pretty safe, right?
Yes, you are. I think so, Gavlis. Yeah. Just don't.
I mean,
keep washing your hands.
Right. I'm sorry about
and
that.
And you guys do not.
Came so bad. I'm sorry, Carly, but this virus came so bad that they had to cancel a basketball game between Chicago
yes.
State and Seattle University because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and you guys do not, whatever you do, do not wash. When you wash your hands, make sure you do the Happy Birthday song. And also, if you're on an elevator, use your sleep of your elbow.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I've learned from a couple of days of watching the news is like what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I'm like, okay, so what are we supposed to do? I mean, there's so many things we can do, and I don't think anyone should get on an airplane right now until this is over with. And if we didn't have a clown in the White House, this would be over. And I want to say congratulations to Joe Biden last night. I'm so happy.
You forgot to bring David on.
Where's David?
I am so happy about Joe Biden. And Michael Bloomberg got out of the race. And Elizabeth Warren is rumored to be that
I'm
she's
here.
Getting out of the race.
I'm not here, I guess.
Oh. Really?
Wow. Yeah, that's the rumor I'm hearing. And I want to say, because Bobby promised me the floor tonight, I don't think Taygood is dead, you guys. I do not think he's dead. I think this is a big ploy. And we've seen characters, right, Maggie, have faked their death before.
Let's
fake his death. Sonny covered him up. It would not be the first time all Samson has covered up someone, you know. And the way Sonny and Tigger looked at each other at the end, to me, was almost they had a conversation we don't know off screen, you know. And for all those people out there that said, oh my God, I can't believe Sonny has agreed for taking Trina. Of course he would, right, Mom? Because
right.
number one, he's a decent human being. He's a great coffee and pour. But
yes. That's
David. Oh God, David, are you there? Oh, crap.
You hit me on me and David.
Okay, David, I'm sorry. I thought I was wrong. I said, say apologize. I'm sorry if I spoiled the whole Tigger thing. You can kill me later, but
it's just an idea.
You can't kill me.
We don't know anything.
You can't
we
kill me
anything.
Because Maggie won't let you. And
no, I was crying.
What I mean is, my point is, Sonny would do this
I'm the one that
got it. Is it on
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Make.
Yeah, but my point was Sonny would do this because he respected Taygood even though they had their problems, blah, blah, blah. But also, he knows Zoss is Tina's best friend. And of course, he wants the best for Zoss. So, of course, he's going to look out for her friend. Same way he's going to look out for Cameron. Same way Jason's going to look out for Cameron. And this whole thing about, oh, Jason should have not gone to go help Bully. If Jason had gone, maybe back me up. Those kids would have been dead. Okay? Kudos could not have done the feeding all by himself.
No,
okay?
He
needs a backup. And it was one hell of an entrance. I can say hell, right, Maggie?
Hey, okay. Yeah, just perfect. Perfect. That's not God's name.
Okay. It was one hell of an entrance, and the fact that Curtis and Jason, for once, the real Jason Morgan, was not going to trash in a dumpster. They were going to go together, saving kids' life, and the fact that they told Trina and Cameron to calm down, go sit in the car. And I'm like thinking, what car do they send them to? I mean, that's what I'm thinking
So was I. Which car was it?
I'm like, what car did you just send those kids to? You just said, go get in that car. And it was bulletproof. And
maybe Jason's, because it's bulletproof.
You know, it was one of those. And David, you're just going to have to get caught up with General Hospital. I'm sorry.
It's
going to
be a long while before I get caught. Long while. That's the preemptive tope. I'm up behind. It's almost 2 months.
Okay.
You have this weekend to get caught up. That's your job. And just before we go, you guys, just let your voices be heard on the General Hospital common line at 1-323-671-4583 and say that, you know, we want to take her back, even though, you know, I'm guessing this is, you know, a cover-up. But call the General Hospital line every day. You know, they could have killed Peter. They could have killed Neil. But do they have to do this?
I thank you.
Really? I want Neil dead. I want Neil dead on a civil trial. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm calling Crystal, and if I was on the show right now, I would take a 357 Magnum and blow her away finally.
Go around the door.
Yeah. Speaking of folks that I wish that were dead but might not, I'm reading here from the Soap Central Facebook page that Jordan might not be dead or something like that, according to what SoapCentral.com is saying. Because Crystal South might be
returned. Okay, this thing came saying that Neil's baby daddy exposed that Dylan is the baby's father. Okay, yeah, right. They do a DNA test. DNA, Mom.
I thought they did. No.
Yeah. By the way, tomorrow night, we have the sexy handsome Wally Kurth on, and we want to thank Bobby and David both for getting him on the show. You guys, it doesn't matter who gets them on. Why, maybe as long as we give them on, right?
That's all.
Yeah, I mean, the credit goes to the four of us. So, you know,
Yeah.
And
I'm reading somewhere here that Britt might be coming back to General Hospital. And
yeah, I
remember.
Yay!
Britt.
Molly's father, Rick Lancey.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
Britt, Kelly.
No, Facebook.
I don't know if that's true because he walked away from. He's living in.
No, not something. Not Rick. Britt.
Britt
on General Hospital. Britt.
That Aubrey daughter. That Aubrey daughter.
Are we talking about Rick Lansing?
Aubrey's daughter.
My husband out there for so long. I mean, I would love to see that. That would be awesome.
The one that's on Station 19 on Thursday night, the actress that's on Station 19 right now, she's coming back as Britt on General Hospital.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Since we have tomorrow, so we better go because you don't want to call Lee Libby and her voice on Molly tomorrow night, do you?
No.
Can
I make
no
comment?
Because Wally, 5, same time as tonight, Wally is in a little trouble with me and Maggie right now.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you guys for coming tonight. And remember, if you get bored and you want to listen back to our interviews, just go to Blog Talk Radio, Daytime After Dark, and always listen to us. And, you know, you find out everything, Hollywood, politics, soaps. You know, you find out about everything on this show. So,
okay.
Yes. Yes. So, good night for now, and we will see you guys back tomorrow night.
Okay.
Yes,
good night.
Take back town, take back please.
Good night, guys.
Oh, funny.
Good night, Bobby. Good night,
night
Carly. Good night, Maggie.
Good night, guys.
Love y'all.
Good night.
Later.